Good morning.
Good morning, Shar. It's Betty in Pittsburgh.
Good morning, Betty. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing super.
Good.
Just getting into my morning routine again.
Yeah, are you back home, huh?
Yeah, back home and thinking about the convention and got things behind me and things in front of me and
busy, busy, busy.
Yeah, what do they say? You're supposed to change when you're in retirement.
Yeah.
At least what I say, working retirement, maybe not.
There you go. Absolutely. I'm really looking forward to the convention as well.
Well, it's going to be exciting, I know, for sure. Did you hear Bob Richards on Rick's call Sunday night?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
That gave us enough inspiration just in little tidbits to think that we're going to have a lot of fun and a lot of excitement down there.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was a great call. I certainly enjoyed it.
You know, how long have you been in, Nikan?
I've been in about 3.5 years, but I haven't really done anything as far as the business. I was just a user of products.
Okay.
Until just recently.
That gives you a really good perspective, maybe kind of looking and seeing and realizing now what we've got. And I was going to say, the longer I'm in, the more I appreciate and the more I feel like every year we can capitalize more and more on what we have a hold of.
That's been my thing too. It's been growing within me that just what there is here and how can you not share what's happening?
Uh-huh. It doesn't matter whether the subject is food, which, you know, is based around our nutritional, food, or whether it's the business. Either one. It doesn't matter whether it's the magnetic product or the business. It doesn't matter which part we're looking at, you know, the product's total. And then couple that with the, you know, the five pillars in the lifestyle that we have as a result of any of those parts or all of them put together.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It's hard to separate them. The whole picture is just beautiful.
But at the beginning, a lot of times people see part of it and they don't see the whole thing.
And I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think that the value of that is accumulative based on, you know, where you are today, not where you are when you started.
Yes, that's exactly right.
What?
That's exactly right, yes.
So, you have a totally different appreciation for it, don't you?
I sure do.
I know we've had some other people join us. Who's on with us?
Hi, Shaw. This is Dottie.
Good morning, Dottie. How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
Pushing my babies on a walk here.
Babies are on a walk, huh?
On a walk. So if the wind is a little noisy, just let me know and I'll mute.
Well, since I know that you're in the same position, sort of, that I am, I know they're not your generational babies. They're your grandbabies, right?
Yep.
And that's the privilege we get to take in this, isn't it?
Oh, it's the best. It's the best. You have more patience. I don't know. I'm every moment I enjoy them, you know. I think when you're a mother, you're just so busy trying to make everything perfect in the house and getting here and there and, you know, that you don't really stop and smell the roses, in other words. But
and
I think as a grandparent, you do.
Yeah, it is a totally different picture that we paint, and so grateful that we have the ability to have the lifestyle to, you know, make those choices and realize that you've done the work at some point to make that happen, if that's the case. And also, sometimes it's just accumulation of information and the choices that you make along the way that make the difference, that change that. So anyway, I'm sounding like I'm very philosophical here this morning, and I don't mean to be, but anyway, where you are right now, if you have joined us, is on the Advanced Lifestyle call, and Star Rogers with you this morning. So, and I know there's several others that have come in. I've got Dottie and Betty on the line that we've had some private conversations with here, sort of. And who else do I have?
Rebecca.
Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm on again.
I knew I'd hear your voice pretty soon, but I've missed a few lately, too, so.
Okay.
I wouldn't have known if you'd been there, see? As happens with most of us from time to time. So who else is with us?
Can I ask Rebecca a question?
Yes, you certainly can, Nancy.
Rebecca, how is your friend?
She is better. I just talked to Martha this morning, and Martha took some water over to her, just, you know, from her own distorted in gallons, you know, and she said that she drank that water, now she's back on her old water, and she just, that water is just awful. She said she feels so much better. She loves the mental clarity. That has been very helpful to her. She is very excited to learn more about the products, but she does have kind of financial problems that little by little will help.
She is no longer throwing up?
No, she's fine.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, thanks for asking.
You're welcome.
Good testimony. Well, this is where we can make a difference in other people's lives.
Yes, right.
Anyone else that would like to say hi? And the reason for the Advanced Lifestyle call is information that we discovered over a year ago now that was new to some of us anyway, and it's talking about a plant-based way of eating. And I was thinking yesterday, well, let me finish this. So anyway, it came out of a book by the name of The China Study, and it was written by Dr. Colin Campbell, a researcher for years and years, grew up on a dairy farm, and couldn't imagine that there was anything different in a way of life as far as eating other than what he had grown up with. He proved it wrong the way he grew up, and proved right a cleaner way of eating, if you want to call it that, that affects the way our bodies work, giving it the maximum chances of not dealing with the diseases that we see in this country today, which are cancer, heart disease, including stroke and all the cardiovascular, autoimmune disease, diabetes, which, of course, many are helped along by the reason of obesity or overweight, or eating the wrong foods, which is the root cause that puts all of that in place and literally could wipe out the diseases that we deal with. So we are very excited about sharing this information with others. So, question or comment from someone that is sure or just has a question or comment?
I was listening to your interview with Julia Leatherman in the car again yesterday. I probably listened to this at least a half a dozen times, and I heard something that I'd never heard her say before. I don't know how she got it onto the tape when I wasn't watching, but said that the FDA has approved jade as lowering cholesterol and enriching the heart health. Anybody listen to this and remember hearing that?
You know, I heard that. I can't say where it came from the first time. I've heard it from more than one, and it was something on one of the corporate calls that I heard that just recently also, and or one of the corporate speakers. And, you know, that's a pretty powerful statement all by itself.
Which part? That I'd never heard it before after my... I mean, she was just so chock full of information that day anyway. But I've listened to this, oh gosh, at least a half a dozen times.
You know, the only thing I can say is I think sometimes, I know with me anyway, my mind is on the thought before.
Well, you go into overload anyway.
Oh, yeah. So you just expound on that thought, and the next one that comes along, you're not receptive to hearing it. It, you know, probably goes in someplace without us knowing, but whether we can ever recall it again when we're not aware, that's my issue. But I'm that is what, because sometimes I'll replay and say, what was it that was just before that that I was focused on, or maybe even a couple of thoughts before, because your mind will go off, and maybe you're thinking of someone that previous thought related to or whatever, but you've totally missed some of the point. That's why it's impossible to get it from once through. The same as it's impossible to get it from once through the China study or the eating DVD or any of those, because when you go back and replay them, it is actually, I think, in many ways more powerful than the first time you went through, because it's locking more information in. So, you know, policies that many of us have collected to get the best utilization is pull them out and just leaf through them and see which ones were some of your favorites or would apply to information that you could use right now.
If you were to reread the entire China study, you're obviously reading it with different eyes the second time or the third time or whatever time. In a different place.
Definitely. And when that happens and you can see the things pop off the page and come to life, and, you know, I haven't reread the whole book. I've gone back through the CD version, and that was maybe as much or even more profound, hearing it put into words, of things that I'd seen, and they took on a different, totally different scope. So, you know, I can't encourage you enough. If you've gone through it once, you know, just do it again. In your spare time. Well, you can be playing the audio while you're doing other things.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you're not totally focused on it, you're still going to get a tremendous amount of information. Which reminds me, that's exactly what I need to do, is pull it out and be doing that. Now that the rain has set in and I won't be wandering around outside quite as much.
Well, keep it out there. We finally have sunshine since last weekend.
Ah, you do. Well, we're supposed to be getting ours after a few days of this, so we're just flipping it back and forth, aren't we?
Well, don't send it this way, please.
Put your wall up.
We've had enough for a while.
But I had to look up recipes for green tomatoes, preserving green tomatoes. What do I do with all these green tomatoes? I did get a big box yesterday and put up a part way, but I don't have enough seasonings to put in them, so I've got to go get some things.
That's funny that you bring them up, because yesterday I was in a store, and the guy who owns it, actually, when I talked to him last, it must have been maybe in the spring, and I don't even know if this goes back as far as last year or not, but he was kind of limping around, and it turned out he had broken his ankle. And I talked to him about Mag Steps, and his wife is a podiatrist. And I left her several messages, which she told me to do, and she never got back to me. So I saw him. The first thing I said is, how's your ankle? The ankle's better, but it clicks sometimes, but he has neuropathy, not diabetic. I said, you know, I have a study. I'm going to bring it in, and you can share it with your wife, the podiatrist. And he said, why don't you fax it to me, which I did. And I don't know, we started talking, and turns out his hobby is gardening. And I said, what do you fertilize with? What did we talk about yesterday? And he said to me, he has, I don't know how many acres that he actually grew up in a farm, but he has acres of tomatoes and da-da. And I said, oh, I said, do you grow garlic? He's never been successful. I said, I'll bring you some seeds. By the way, Shar, did you get your seeds?
Did I get my seeds? No.
What seeds? I sent you garlic seeds.
No, I did not.
Did you get a Get Well card from me?
No.
You're kidding.
Not yet. Well, maybe...
Have you checked your mail?
I checked what has come, but I have not
You know, actually, I didn't see any amount of mail. I wonder if it's at Spencer's house. That could very well be.
Let me know if you don't get it. Anyway, I told him I'd take him some seeds, and he said, do you want some green tomatoes? I said, well, if you're going to throw them away, I'll hope that they turn red. And he said, go in the back of the store and get them. So he gave me a box. I went in the back, and I'm looking around behind the store, nothing. I went back to him, and I felt so awful having to have him show me with his awful feet. And he takes me back, and there's a brick wall behind, a huge truck had driven in to unload stuff for him. And he said, no wonder you didn't see them. I said, no, the truck wasn't here. They were on the top of the wall. He found a 2x4 space, put a half a dozen tomato plants. I said to Marty, I said, his tomato plants were what yours looked like 2.5 months ago. They were so lush and green and plush, and all he gives them was manure.
What was he doing with them this late in the season? Are you putting them inside or something to have green tomato plants?
No, he said, go pick what you want. I didn't know I was going to have to pick tomatoes.
Oh, you were picking them. I thought you were taking
them. No. I was picking them off his plants there. And, this is just one place where he probably had a half a dozen plants. And he said, go take what you want. So I picked a dozen or whatever tomatoes, and I'm hoping they'll turn red. But the plants themselves were so healthy and so plush compared to what ours look like now.
So you have not been using manure?
Marty uses it initially, but he does not. I don't think he adds any, and I don't know how much he's putting in there. And he's not using chemicals or anything, but I was just amazed at how healthy and plush his plants still look.
Well, to tell you how much, back in New York, when Janie had a load of manure brought in, now I'm not misquoting, it was 6 tons.
Ooh!
And she spread it on a garden that's not nearly as big as mine.
You were up to your elbows in poop.
But I said, you're going to burn everything up. She goes, trust me, I'm not going to burn everything up. This ground needs it desperately.
Uh-huh.
And that's what she put on it. And it was, it's a very sandy, heavy soil.
Oh, we have clay here.
And, well, that would be good, too.
I mean, it needs enrichment, and we know that.
Yeah, well, it needs the texture also.
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of earthworms?
No, that's another thing. And I don't know, Marty does buy them and put them in the spring.
Well, you won't have to if you get enough manure on there, trust me.
Really? So do you add manure during the summer or just initially?
After we work it into the ground.
Right.
And we'll work some in this fall, too. We work the ground, but we also work it in the spring, and then we put more around the plants when they're started, when they're actually up. So.
And that's it for the summer?
Yeah, we don't keep adding it all summer long. But
you rototill it in, or just?
Yeah, we rototill it in.
More than once a year?
Try and do it twice.
Because I recently read, I don't remember when and where, but don't over-rototill your yard.
Well, yes, I know that too, but I want everything cleaned off, and then hoping to get a fall crop in, just a cover crop to be able to work that back into the soil in the spring.
Mm-hmm. Good idea, too. All right, I didn't want to take up a lot of space.
Back to the tomatoes. You're saying you pick the green tomatoes and then they do get ready?
Well, at our other house, we always had tomatoes for Thanksgiving. And this year, for some reason, we are not going to. I even said to my husband the other night, we're not going to have tomatoes. If you put them, you have to watch them. We used to put them in the basement at the other house. I don't know where we're going to put them now, but it may just go in the basement. And if they start to get rotten, obviously throw it away or cut out what you're going to use. But they will turn just if they're out. They're not as wonderful as off the vine red,
mm-hmm.
but they're still better than you can find in the store.
Yeah, but then if you put it in the basement, do you just put it like on the floor or in the sunlight? Or
we had a bar at the other house, and so we would just put it on top of the bar in one layer, not piled up.
Yeah.
And whatever light came in the small windows for as little time as they had, we did not put light on them.
try them in a brown paper bag. I've always put mine in a brown paper bag or paper over them to ripen.
And that'll do it quicker, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me just give you three recipes here. I haven't looked them up for green tomatoes. Green dilled tomatoes, frozen green, and green mincemeat, and green relish. There's actually four there. The green mincemeat I've made and I absolutely love. Of course, I would use no animal product in it now, and it's very, very easy, but it makes a wonderful pie, and even though there's apples in with the green tomatoes, I would add a layer of fresh apples when I bake it, and it's cold packed, so in other words, you're canning it. So that was just a few there that I saw ways of looking up to use it because I'm in the middle of making the sauce. So anyway, we should give a really good favorite recipe right now, something you guys are kind of using as a staple that's a routine recipe other than multi-grain hot cereal in the morning, which is my biggest everyday staple practically, at least 5 out of 7 mornings. Oh, come on. By now you guys have fallen into a routine that you've got some that you repeat over and over. Simple things that you do.
Thinking about the cereal briefly, I ran out of Steel Cut, which I was shocked the other night, and I didn't have any more cereal left. So I kind of ad-libbed and just threw in other things, and it worked okay. I went to Whole Foods yesterday for the first time at this one, and they had Steel Cuts $1.39 a pound. Wild oats and mustard seeds, 99 a pound. I was really ticked that it's 40% more, but I bought a pound of it just to have until I get out to the other store.
And what do you normally pay for it?
99.
Or 99.
And when I went out to Amish in the spring where we bought the plants, I ended up, it was 79 at the place out there, but it's just not worth driving out there for it with the gas and everything.
And is that organic, Nancy?
It was at Whole Foods, and I'm not sure.
Yeah, because a lot of them are conventional. But you think in terms of the 99 cents and how many bowls of cereal you get out of 1 pound as opposed to a box of cereal.
Oh, gosh, it's so cheap.
We could feed the nation between us.
Yeah, I mean, when I saw that, when we first started using it for 99, I thought, wow, nobody knows about this bargain. They must have it mismarked, but it was right.
And the other grains, when you mix them up, are not, none of them are atrocious in price either, and put them in with it. And I'm doing the same thing you do. 7 cups of water, 2 cups of steel-cut oats, bring it to a boil, let it simmer for 12, 14 minutes. Then I put in another, at least 1 cup of water, boiling water, and I add 1 cup of the mixed multigrain cereal to it and let it set. Now, yesterday, I was completely out of cereal after traveling back. We had eaten up the tail end of it, and so I started it in the morning. We got each our serving of steel-cut oats when it was cooked, and then I threw in the rest of the water, or at least another cup of hot boiling water, and then the 1 cup of multigrain, and let it set all day, and then put it in the refrigerator last night. Well, either way.
I don't add that extra cup of water because I want it as concentrated as I can when I'm putting it in the refrigerator.
Right.
Because it'll take up less space, and I just add the water before I cook it each day.
We add the water when we reheat it also.
Yeah.
And do the same thing. My container will just, strangely enough, hold the full amount. So
yeah.
I do go ahead and put it in because it scoops out a little bit easier. It's not quite as firm, but.
Yeah.
And it's a tall, slender jar, so, and I'm packing more in glass and less in plastic when I'm using it over a period of time. I really find that there's a huge difference, especially with the okara that's left from making the milk, which we have gotten to another staple in our diet, and that's the granola made from the okara. Hands down, there's such a difference between that and purchased granola. But, you know, those kinds of recipes I'm not sending down that much because I know that most of you aren't making your own milk yet. But it is definitely not a bad idea for both cost and usage of what you've got, because I'm thinking, I never take into consideration what all I'm doing with the Okara as part of the benefit of the cost of making it, only the rounded off cost that they gave us, that it's somewhere between 25 and 40 cents a liter to make your own milk, as opposed to purchasing it for, right around $2, especially if you're getting some of the almond rice milk combination. And the Okara is our granola now, and we put that on the top of the cereal. Back last night, I was given another new idea from Lynn Dillman when we were down at the beach. Instead of making the topping for her apple crisp, she says, well, why can't we just use your granola? And I said, well, I can't think of a reason. And so she didn't have to mix up the topping, and after the crisp had baked for about 20-25 minutes, depending on what you're putting in it for fruit, which she used tapioca and a little bit of sweetener. She used preserves, a third of a cup of preserves to 4 cups of fruit, and a little bit of lemon juice to make her base for the it was apple crisp. I did two that were pears last night, and the pears I used were like a Bartlett pear, and then I have the Asian pear. I did them separately, did not mix them, which I'm glad I didn't, and the difference was night to day. I would take, and I've never baked with the Asian pears before, but we've got quite a crop of them, so I wanted to try it. If you ever get the opportunity to bake an apple crisp with the Asian pears, jump at it, because they come out with greater texture. And, you know, I can't say that I don't like the taste of the pear compared to the apple, but yet when I tasted the Asian pear that tasted closer to a crunchy apple, I decided I much preferred that over the almost applesauce texture of the other one, both having cooked the same length of time, about 25 minutes with no topping, and then another 10 minutes to brown the topping and sink it into the crisp a little bit. Hands down, I'd take the Asian pear for my taste buds, at least where they are today. So maybe tomorrow they'll be different. So that was an easy recipe. Don't need any measurements, really. I'm just giving you approximations of it, and you sprinkle as much or as little granola on the top. And usually, probably some of the rest of you have granola in the house that you can do the same thing, and it just shortcuts and gives you something. Oh, and I did not use preserves because I really don't like much sweetness, and I'd rather taste the fruit as plain and straight as I can get it. I put an eighth of a cup. I actually used brown sugar because my sucanat was really, really, really low, or turbinado was really low also. I've got to replace that. And, I used an eighth of a cup measure on about 4 cups of fruit. And with the granola topping, it made plenty of sweetness. Oh, and then I topped mine with a coconut milk yogurt, a couple tablespoons on that, where you might put whipping cream if you weren't using a plant-based diet. It was delicious, absolutely delicious, and I had not tried the coconut milk yogurt before and found that, for my taste buds again, it is very sweet. I would not sit and eat it unless I really had a sweet tooth craving. That has changed a bit, again, since the surgery, because all I wanted to do was eat healthy food when I ate right afterwards, and all I wanted was vegetables and just whole foods. I mean, really, not having done much of anything to them at all. So, and I think it was just the emphasis that, you know, this was not something that was diet related. This was stupidity related, because it was a hernia. And, you know, I guess maybe I could go back years and years. Maybe my tissue would have been a little bit stronger from the time I was born. I fed my body healthy, but the stupidity was in lifting and moving very heavy objects. And so left dissertation on that subject. But the recovery without any pain medication or drugs of any kind through the whole thing is my greatest testimony to the Power Mag, which was and still is daily use, was 24/7 at the beginning, totally, and that was the orders of Dr. Carol Guth, thanks to her. I've got to call her and tell her thank you for emphasizing it so strong, and didn't pick up a single prospect out of the hospital or the medical field as a result of it. Isn't that a shame?
Did they want to know what that noise was in the hospital?
No, they didn't ask any questions. They didn't even ask me when I told them I wasn't going to be using any pain medication, and I think they got scared when they heard the allergic reactions I had, or sensitivity reactions, I just put it that way now, to anything even as strong as a aspirin, Tylenol, ibuprofen, Advil, doesn't matter which one I take. Maybe they gave me a lot less anesthetic, where originally I had been told it could be overnight in the hospital, some prepared. It kept getting shorter and shorter, and we were on the highway driving home 1 hour and 45 minutes after surgery began, which was near an hour for completion, not quite. So, yeah, I don't know how else to explain it, and I'm accurate with the timing, so I was not in Never Never Land when I came up with that time frame.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm grateful all the way around, more than grateful. Comment, question, not on me, on anything other than. And gratefulness was all. Well, is there no topic you would like to cover a little bit more? It's the last day of the week, beginning of another month, a very exciting month, the convention coming up. Extension on the, if you didn't hear the kickoff call, extension to some of the people in the zip code areas that they have been devastated. Texas for the sleep fish. Discount, so you can check your the website, the emails, and I think it was late getting up. Somebody sent me an email that it was not up as quickly, so hopefully it's up now. I didn't double check, but how many of you are going to the convention? I know Betty is.
I am. Sorry, this is Linda Brown.
Linda, well, good to hear your voice. I'm glad to hear that you're going to be at the convention with us.
Yes, so am I.
It's going to be a very good one, I know. The excitement is some of it. If you didn't hear Bob Richards' call on Sunday night with Rick, it's they're not revisiting. They're putting a stronger emphasis on the far infrared. Oh, and for that reason, the wave, the far infrared wave, is on at a 50% discount.
Really?
Which reminds me, for this month only, which reminds me that I need to get that ordered immediately because I am without one right now because I left two of them in the park. So, I assume that you can get this on the internet, but double check. Don't let anybody, I mean, let people know. Don't let others go without knowing because that's an device. I also have access to a strap that will put in place with somebody's got a little one. I bet that's Dottie.
No, that's me. I'm sorry. I went to unmute to tell you that I was going to the convention. And
I'm going to be excited to see you at the convention too, Dottie. It's fun to reunite in person here. But no, don't apologize. I do that all the time. In fact, I ran over.
You know, they had, we got sent down a newsletter from NECAN that said about the far-infrared device that was being 50% off. And when I first seen the sleep system still extending, I thought it was for everybody until I read it a little bit more.
Right, I know. That was my first thought when he started talking about it. Oh, wow. And then I realized, but still, you know, those people need that so desperately, and it'll give the people in that area an extra chance to get with
more people. Now, when they do that, I mean, like with this far infrared, I mean, does that mean they're being discontinued? Come on, Melina.
No. I mean, I don't know. I haven't heard anything to that effect. Maybe they've got a different model they're coming out with, but, you know, I put that to the same. I'm sitting here looking at one of the original areas because it will go back to New York with us, and we'll put in the small ones. I like to be able to show people the differences. So when it's a user-friendly product that can accomplish so much, I never hesitate to get another one at the discounted price. Even knowing full well that there might be something happening, but I don't have any reason to think that on that particular product. When he said something about FIR, I immediately flashed into additional products because our line is limited right now to the wraps. Isn't that the wraps and the wave and the liners on the promo pads? That's about it. That's what I come up with anyway.
It's also on the sleep system.
Oh, yes, and incorporated into the sleep system. See, I forget about that. I don't think of it as an FIR product. I think of it as a, well, combo. But anyway.
Don't the mag strides have them?
No. Yeah. I think the ones that have the cushion in them,
mm-hmm.
the softer ones are supposed to have the virus.
I don't remember that. You're going to have to double check that because I'm not going to say yes to that one.
Yeah, because I seen it written somewhere. That's why.
Well, I would question it because I not see that. I do not remember that from the company at all.
The jewelry has it.
Huh?
The jewelry.
Yes, the jewelry does. Because that reflects the.
Yeah, so it is around in that, you know, a plethora of different products.
Combinations. When I'm saying it, I guess I'm thinking.
Oh, as its whole thing, yes.
More directly like the wave, utilizing it as the main or the mainer only technology in it. But anyway, that was my thought. So who knows? We're going to be surprised to get it. They have not leaked out any information to us separately that you guys don't all know at this point. To my knowledge, I can't think of anything that we've been asked to be quiet about or that we signed the agreement that we would be not divulged. So we're totally not in the know, or at least I am, and I can't say I've missed that much. So anyway, we're over time, guys. Is there any last comments, questions, thoughts? And if any of you do anything with a surplus of garden vegetables that you're in any way preserving or making something in abundance, I would certainly like to hear about it because I've got abundance of a lot of things. I'm looking at tomato apple chutney recipe, basil garlic sauce. Ooh, that one sounds good since I want to turn my two big pans full of tomatoes that last night, some kind of a sauce, or a base for other dishes.
Before I went to Whole Foods yesterday, Marty said, are you going to get some cheese? And I hadn't even thought about it. And he said, well, I'm going to have more eggplant. So I'm back to making the eggplant parm. I bought an almond one, and I bought two different kinds, almond and rice. I've never tried the rice before.
Now, is it rice, mozzarella, Swiss, Parmesan?
They had the Colby, and I decided not to get that. It is rice, casein, and lactose-free. Pepper jack, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that's going to be spicy. Now, what I do with even a half a slice, is that pre-wrapped slices?
Yes.
Okay, that's one of my favorites. The other morning, I don't do this very often, we were out of cereal. Morning that we didn't have any at all. I took and made some grits, and I shred like a half a slice of that because it's pretty spicy.
Okay, thanks for telling me.
A slice of that in with my bowl of grits and just let it melt, stir it in, and eat it without any milk or anything on it. And more like a what I would have for lunch for a starch than for breakfast. But I take it any time of. Like my saliva glands are started right now thinking about it. It's almost a comfort food.
Really?
Yes.
Well, what I'll do, since it is so spicy, I will use that intermittently with the almond mozzarella style instead of all rice or all almond.
Does Marty like spicy?
A little bit more than I, but not, you know, neither of us likes it really hot.
Just put it on your tongue so you tell what I'm
But I'm glad you told me that because I will definitely alternate the layers with,
Yeah, that would be used. If I did that to Denny, he would be.
Yeah.
Wheeling.
It's the first time I saw that something was caffeine free. I've seen that. In fact, the almond says gluten, cholesterol, and soy free. So.
Yes, you got to look at the fine print on the cheeses, and I use them very, very sparingly, just like what you're saying. It's not a, you know, three times a week type thing in our menu at all, by any means.
Well, I see that the almond has caffeine in it.
But, you know, it's going to be, for the amount that you're going to be putting, you're not going to be putting two or three cups in a recipe like we used to do with cheese.
Oh, no.
And so for the amount you're getting, you know, don't beat yourself up if it's used occasionally.
Mm-hmm. It'll be fine.
Yeah. On the vice cheese, now would that be better, that would last longer because it's not dairy?
It does. It lasts a long time, a very long time.
Is there any particular way that you store it once you open it? Because I bought the mozzarella rice. Cheese, because I had some eggplant also. I was going to make that eggplant. And so when I open up, when I open up the block of cheese, should I wrap it any special way? I read something about aluminum foil.
Oh, I don't do that, but I just don't put aluminum foil next to anything that I'm doing. If I do, I put parchment underneath it. Even in baking, I put parchment paper or a wax paper, even if I don't have parchment, underneath it and then cover it with foil. But the ones I've got are all individually sealed slices. I've had a couple of cheeses in the block. I rarely have had to trim any mold off. Don't be afraid to trim mold off if they've gotten bad on you. You can taste it. Trim the mold off and taste underneath, and if you didn't get it deep enough, trim it again. But, no, I've had rare, maybe once in the last year I've had to throw out a small piece that got left in the back of the refrigerator. I just wrap them in plastic wrap and put them in. What do you do? What do some of the rest of you do as far as keeping the cheese?
Well, it says on the rice cheese, interestingly, that if used by December 17th of 08, the almond cheese says a date of June 5th, 2009.
Yeah.
I've got to keep it that long, I don't think, so it's only 8 ounces. And on the almond, it says keep refrigerated. I'm looking to see, I don't see that on the rice. I just generally...
It needs to be refrigerated now.
Oh, I'm sure that's where it was, too. It was in the dairy department. But, I, you know, it's depending on whether it's used the chunk or the slices, Daddy.
It's a chunk. It's a block. Yeah, I mean, that was the only one that I could find. Somebody mentioned about, you know, trying that mozzarella rice.
Mine is one and one. The rice is the slices. The almond is the chunk. And the chunk,
really?
If I don't use all of the almond, I would just leave it in the package that it's in and then put it in a baggie, a plastic baggie, and tie it.
Yeah, that's what I do also.
Yeah.
Rubber band around it works good. You want to keep the air out of it, mainly.
Oh, it's amazing. The foods that we make, you know, can be
you know, stored so much easier and lasts so much longer because it's not dairy or meat based, you know.
And when you've got just beans, for example, if you will rinse them every day or every other day, even when you're storing them for several days in the refrigerator, they're going to rinse them in Pymag water, drain them, and put them back in a container. It's when you've got them in a salad or you've got them in with something that's acidic, you know, a tomato sauce or something, that it's like you can have them, like you said, for a long time before they go bad. I mean, the waste of food now compared to what it was when we were using animal products with just leftovers that got, you know, shoved to the back, small amounts, is nothing. I mean, it's practically non-existent compared to where we were before because I was always having little amounts. So, guys, we've got other things to do today. Let's move on, and I want you to have an absolutely incredible weekend. Thank you for all your participation, and make it a good one, and we'll be back Monday, getting even closer to the convention date and excitement about that. So, goodbye for today.
Thanks, Char. Good call.
Thanks, Char. Thanks for all your help. Bye-bye.